This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we take you to the 2019 Midwest Music Fest for a Minnesota favorite, Alex Rossi. Alex discusses the evolution of his nearly 20-year career, what it was like to jam with P-Funk in Australia, and what the future holds. If you're into blues, soul, and funk, then you're in for a treat. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and here's KQAL's KJ with Alex Rossi on the Live Feed.
Your hair down, we won't have no fun at all. Oh, you can't take it with you, oh, ain't that for sure? You gonna sing it all behind you, love. That's what singing these blues is for. Won't you come on, sit down here with me? I got something for you, baby. I got something you should see.
I'm you guys. We're getting in there.
So, Alex, how long have you been performing as an artist?
I'm almost 20 years. Yeah, just about. Well, yeah, 20 years, I guess. I'm 36, and my first performances were when I was 16. So.
Wow, that's a long time to be performing. Yeah. I can't understand why the crowd was so big.
It was good. Yeah, it was a fun crowd tonight. That was great.
Awesome. On your bio and stuff, I kept seeing about your old band, The Root City.
Yep.
You formed that back in 1998. What was that like, and is the band still active?
Yeah, so the band is still active, but so it's kind of complicated, but the band started. This was a band that I started in high school. So we started as a three-piece blues band, and then we incorporated another friend from our high school who is a good buddy of mine. His name is Heatbox. He's a beatboxer that you guys might be familiar with down here in Winona. He's well-known around here, and so it was a blues band with a beatboxer. So we did that for a few years, and then we got Cornell from Duluth on keys, and then we got the horn section with Maxophone from Winona, who you guys know, and Aaron Wiener on trumpet. So Root City, to answer your question finally, is it's like the horns, the beatboxer, and then the four-piece band. And the reason why I don't go by Root City anymore was because when we decided to kind of hang it up and for me to kind of go in another direction with other band members, we kept the lineup, that core lineup of guys that it was then. So when we get together and we do reunion shows now, it's that same lineup, which is Pat Nelson, Corey Blanchard, Jay Corcoran, Maxophone, Heatbox, and Aaron Wiener. If you know any of those guys, Root City OGs. So, anyways, it's still a band, but we only play once or twice a year as Root City. But, yeah.
Awesome. And obviously, like, tonight you played with Maxophone and then also had some other band members as well.
Yep. So now the last few years I've been kind of going as Alex Rossi, just using my name and then releasing my music as that and doing shows more as the three-piece that the band started as. I like to have four people up on stage, but the last couple of years I've done a lot of power trio stuff, which is where I started. So it's kind of it's a comfort zone in a way, but I'd kind of rather have a bigger sound with more musicians, but you know, you can't pay 10 guys to go on the road for every gig. So
yeah, I totally understand that. So you said you kind of started in blues a little bit. Now that you're kind of more out on your own, what style of music do you perform, and how did you get into this style?
Well, I still try and play like one blues song a night. Usually at a show like this, I might not include a blues song with just a 60-minute set, 90-minute set. I try and focus on the originals, which tend to be somewhere between pop and rock and roll. So I try and default to say funk, soul, and rock and roll is the style. But the original stuff, I don't really try and write one genre or stick to one thing, so it can really become all over the place. But it's not so much blues like it was when I was first starting out younger. Come on.
They won't spin records without they both hands. How they gonna learn about romance? Getting down with your girl on a slow jam. I'm too old for this pole dance. It just don't move me like soul can. Now old man, the rhythm and blues got old man.
Feet don't fail me now. I said, no, feet don't fail me now.
Thank you.
heart is. Now you gon' get up out of your chair. Now hold on, don't sit down and you don't want to. Now punch your feet, get in the air, yeah. See what goes up, won't gotta get down. Y'all banging around, we gon' sing it out. Feet don't fail me now.
Have any singles or albums out? If so, what are they called?
Yep. So me and the Root City guys put out a record a few years back that's called Alex Rossi, the Root City EP, and that's available online. And then a couple years ago, maybe going on two now, a little less than 2 years ago, I did a record with a producer named John Fields, who just moved back to Minneapolis, but he's a really well-known producer. I guess he's not from the cities, but he was a member of Greasy Meal, which is a pretty iconic Minneapolis band, especially for musicians in the scene up there. And that's also out. It's called Echoes from the Arches, and that's a real pop take on some of my originals, but it's an amazing record. It sounds great. We had so much fun doing it. So that's the newest release, and that's out. Alex Rossi, Echoes from the Arches.
Sweet. I'll have to check it out. Like, I heard some of your music before coming here, but I wasn't sure about albums.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
It's on Spotify and the, you know, Spotify, iTunes.
All the platforms.
Yeah, all those, anywhere online.
Sweet. So it says you perform with noted artists like the Steve Miller Band and Johnny Lang. What was that like?
You know, all those things are... they're amazing, but it usually, like, Hobie's like, we'll open for him, or we'll, you know, at some point be another act on a bill that they're on. So, you know, not every one of those do I get to actually, like, perform with and, you know, do any actual, like, collaborating with. But also on that bio, it says that we played with George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, and recently... you know, George is on his last tour, and their last stop in Minneapolis, I was privileged to open for them, which was amazing, total bucket list experience. And this last about what, a month and a half ago, I was out in Australia doing a tour. I had Reed on this tour with me as well. 6 weeks down under. And we just happened to be playing a festival, and Red Hot Chili Peppers were there on a stage right next to ours. And they had George Clinton opening up for him. So I called the band and they came over and sat in with us. So we did get to chop it up with P-Funk recently. So that was amazing. P-Funk, if you're out there, woo woo.
That's really interesting. But going to Australia was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it was summer there, and it was a terrible February here. So I went, it was totally unfair that I got to go there.
Lucky you. Yeah. I was stuck here in the cold. Yeah. Ugh.
Tear the roof off, we gon' tear the roof off the mother sucker. We tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we gon' tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we gon' tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we gon' tear the roof off the mother sucker.
You got a real type of thing.
We'll be right back. Hanging out with us tonight. Oh my God. What's an evening? Yo! I gotta give some love to this band. Good God, good God. Give it up for Winona's very own Maxophone on the saxophone. And the future saxophone. Hey! pleasure bringing this band down under to Australia with me, my good friend on the drums, the multi-faceted with his talent, Reed Grimm on the drums and singing.
All right. Sure to get down, good Lord. Baby got my bucket all over town. Strictly bitch, she don't play around. She cover much ground. She got a game by the bound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day. True. Say what? East side to the west side, a catching fat ride, ain't no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, as long as she's gotta have it. Said baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down? Someone sing it now! Said I like the way you work it. I gotta bag it up, babe, I like the way you work it. No diggity, pick it up, yeah, I like the way you work it. Yeah. No, I wanna bag it up, baby, I like the way you work it. Yeah. No diggity. Everybody put your hands in the sky, say, ay-yo, 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 ay-yo. That could look good, ay-yo, ay-yo, ay-yo. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, yeah. Ay-yo, 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 ay-yo. Oh, you're my kind of people, na-na.
Reed Grimm. The legend himself on the bass guitar, my good friend. It's been a pleasure to have with us tonight the one and only the Sir Jim Anton on the bass guitar. Good God. Thank you again for hanging out with us tonight at Midwest Music Fest. Rock and roll! Hi. So we gonna tell them one more time. Help me out if you know the words.
You got a real type of thing going down, getting down. There's a whole lot of pressure going round. There's a real type of thing going down, getting down. There's a whole lot of pressure.
we want the funk. Get that funk. I said, we want the funk.
Oh, no.
Gotta have that funk.
Yes! You're all hired. You're all hired. Put bubbles all over me. Woo-hoo!
Rock and roll. We'll see y'all next time. Yeah, baby, bubble, come on. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you very much.
So what's it like performing here at Midwest Music Fest?
I love it. We always have such a good time. This time, no exception. We always have a good time in Winona, but in general, Ed's is amazing. I always have a great time there. But let's see. We weren't able to come this year or last year, but the year before that, we were down here and had a great time. The energy is always great. People are in a mood, you know, just a... There's a lot of energy at every show we've ever done for Midwest Music Fest. The anticipation is always super positive and, you know, palpable. And once we get going, the crowd is always super responsive. There's a lot of energy back and forth. And both experiences for Midwest Music Fest have been remarkable, I would say.
Yeah, it's my first time here, and the experience has been amazing as far as I can say. So are you currently writing more music or planning to do so in the future?
Yeah, actually I'm behind on releasing some new stuff. So just as soon as I can get kind of my ducks in a row on that, it's coming down the chute. So cross your fingers for a speedy release.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. And last but not least, where can people learn more about you and hear your music?
AlexRossiMusic.com. And on the social sites, Alex Rossi, MPLS, as in Minneapolis. And, you can learn all about me. There's tons of videos and all this. I just released a music video for my last record. That's on the website. That's on YouTube. I think Facebook is Alex Rossi, MPLS. Either way. Alex Rossi, MPLS. That's how you find my website. All the social sites. Keep up with me on all those.
All right. Well, thank you, Alex, for the interview. Your set was amazing, and I can't wait to hear more of your music that's coming out soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Midwest Music Fest, you rock.
Thanks again to Alex Rossi for joining us on tonight's live feed. For more information on Alex and his music, go to alexrossimusic.com. To stream today's show or any other episode of the live feed, go to kqal.org and look for program archives under the Media tab. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to KQAL's KJ with Alex Rossi on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Tune in to the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.